Welcome to Sunday Reflections. I'm the Reverend Jacqueline Sheldon from St. Paul's Episcopal Church at 220 Valley Street in Willimantic. It is so good to be with you today. Last week I was on retreat. Let's start with a prayer from Soren Kierkegaard. O Lord, calm the waves of this heart, calm its tempest. Calm yourself, O my soul, so that the divine can act in you. Calm yourself, O my soul, so that God is able to rest in you, so that his peace may cover you. Yes, Father in heaven, often have we found that the world cannot give us peace. Oh, but make us feel that you are able to give peace. Let us know the truth of your promise, that the whole world may not be able to take away your peace from us. Amen. This morning's message is taken from Luke's Gospel, the 4th chapter, verses 36 through 48. Here it is. Jesus himself stood among the disciples and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" And they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are my witnesses of these things." One of the aspects I love about the Episcopal Church is that we take our time throughout the year to reflect on the events of Jesus' life. Easter's a great example. After Easter Sunday, we spend 7 more weeks contemplating the impact of Jesus' resurrection on our lives and on the world. So today we're in the third Sunday of Easter, and we have Luke's story of Jesus' appearance to the disciples. Luke's resurrection stories, all located in the last chapter of his gospel, weave together a tale of God's great love breaking through our limited understandings of who we are, who God is, and the purpose and meaning of our lives. That is really big. Today, I want to look at how God deals with our doubt. At the beginning of Luke's account, he has the women bringing the story of Jesus' resurrection to the disciples. In ancient times, women were not considered credible witnesses in a court of law. And here we have Luke beginning his story with a report from those who would be most doubted among the community. In those days, nobody would ever dream of one single living person being killed stone dead and then raised to a new sort of bodily life on the other side of the grave. The women weren't going to the tomb thinking, "We'll bring the spices for his burial just in case, but we hope that he's been raised from the dead." The thought didn't even enter their mind, even though Jesus had told them repeatedly, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day." When they get to the tomb, the stone is rolled back. It is empty, and an angel says to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but he has risen. Remember how he told you while he was in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all of this to the 11 and to all the rest. Luke says everyone doubted the women, but Peter, who ran to the tomb, and when he saw that it was as they reported, he went home amazed. He had no idea what to think of it. And the doubt continues. Luke then tells us about the event on the road to Emmaus. Two disciples have decided to leave town after everything that has happened. Jesus comes up to them as they are walking. They do not recognize him. As they walk and share their hearts with him, he opens up the scriptures to them so they can understand what had to happen. As they walk along, Jesus acts like he's going to move on when they decide to stop for dinner. And then they ask him to stay and share the meal with them. We all know what happens next. Jesus breaks the bread, and they see who he is, and he immediately disappears. They look at each other and they say, "Were not our hearts burning inside us when he was talking to us?" And they rush back to Jerusalem to tell the others what has happened. Now we enter into the reading of our story today. Jesus appears in the room. He says to the disciples, "Peace be with you." And they are startled and terrified because they think they are seeing a ghost. Now, remember what has happened so far in Luke's story before Jesus appears in the room. The women have already reported their experience from the morning, and the disciples have come back from the road to Emmaus and reported their experience from the day. And the group tells them, after they share their story, that Peter has also seen Jesus. All of this has been said before Jesus appears. You would think that that would take care of the doubt. But when Jesus appears, they're startled and terrified. He asks them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering. And he said to them, "Do you have anything to eat?" And they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. If we can feel the massive amount of pain and doubt and confusion in the disciples at that time, we can be encouraged to own up to our own moments of doubt and confusion. When we experience a lack of peace, it is because we do not know what's coming next and we doubt that anything good is possible. This is one of the most important revelations of God's love in Jesus' death and resurrection. God is pure love, and if we will give ourselves over to believing that God can and will make good out of any situation, there is nothing in this whole world that can ever take away our peace. Think about that. Look at how sweetly Jesus brings this transforming love to the doubt of our hearts. In Luke's story, first he sends messengers to say, "Do not be afraid, everything will be all right." He shows up gently and asks the disciples walking down the road, "What are you worried about?" And he reveals the truth of God's love and clears the confusion from their minds. Jesus takes his time so that we will know that he is real. He shows up over and over again in just the way we can take him at the moment in order for us to grow in trusting him. He deals with our doubt with love, not judgment and rejection. He continually calls us to himself in surprising ways. A conversation with a friend, an insight from the scriptures, a shared meal, a touch of kindness. Think about it. Where have you seen him? Where has his love surprised you? There are so many things to learn from Jesus about God's love, So many ways that our thinking has to be transformed to truly know who God is and who we are and what our purpose on earth is. I pray that you and I can continue on this journey to know Jesus, to see him more clearly, love him more dearly, and follow him more nearly day by day, trusting that he, in his love, will reveal everything to us in its proper time. So I want to invite you to try the discipline of self-examination to just see if you can discover more of Jesus' love coming into your heart every day. And the way to do this is first thing in the evening, maybe after dinner, just before you go to bed, take time to review your day by asking yourself two questions. What were you most grateful for this day? Just be still and let the Holy Spirit bring to light all the places that you're grateful for what happened in the day. And after all of those ideas, all the little things that come to your mind that you're grateful for, just say thank you to God and then rest in stillness again. After that, ask yourself the question, what was I unhappy about today? In stillness, let the Holy Spirit bring to light all the things that happened that caused you to feel distant from love and kindness. Either your unwillingness to give that to someone or someone not giving it to you when it would be really important. Let all of those pieces come to you, all those thoughts. And don't try to fix them or think them out. Just give them over to God and ask God to take his healing love and bless you with it for everything that's happened in your day. This kind of examination helps us to know God, to let go of our doubt, because we can see God active in our lives day by day. So that's what I have for you this week. I want you to remember you are welcome at St. Paul's. Check out our website for our weekly activities. And if you want to hear this message again, you can go to our Facebook page. Have a light-filled week of love and peace, and allow the doubt to melt off you. I'm going to send you out with the song Day by Day from Godspell. God bless you. Amen.
Day by day.